This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maria Z always does a great job. She's taking over in about 10, 15 minutes from now from Australia with updates there. Big awakenings there with the removing the different globalist leaders that push the poison shots. And if you're like, well, that's Australia. Why do I care what's 18 hours away? Well, it's the same New World Order attacking them is attacking us. We can learn a lot about what's happening and stand with them. They'll stand with us. Homewreckers. All the appliances the Biden administration plans to regulate more aggressively and basically ban. It's everything. Gas stoves, ovens, clothes washers, no natural gas, refrigerators, refrigerator freezers, air conditioners, dishwashers. And they've got all the companies that are going to be allowed to produce the new stuff. Pool pumps, battery chargers, ceiling fans. Yeah, you can't have natural gas heat in your pool. Dehumidifiers. I mean, just total takeover. Microwave ovens, portable electric spas, air compressors, gas generators, just everything. Oh, but China doesn't have to make any cuts. Report, California looking to restrict travel for classic cars. Yeah, they're sending out letters to everybody that has their classic car registered. The state's like, oh, just register it with us. Ha ha, it's a classic car, cute little license plate. Oh, hey, pretty soon we're not going to let you leave your car or drive your car because it's got too high of an emission. California probes classic car owners amid zero emission zone proposals. Hell, they want to take your kids. Now they want to take your classic cars. Big article by Don Salazar on Infowars.com. Meanwhile, carbon for the globalists, but not for thee. Rules for thee, not for me. New $4 billion Panasonic electric car EV battery factory in Kansas requires so much power the facility will need its own coal plant. And Biden has authorized it. So coal powers the electric cars. Coal builds the electric cars. They're incredibly toxic to get the materials to build. They have a bigger carbon footprint until they get about 60,000 miles. Carbon's great, though. I don't have a problem with that. The problem is they're so toxic. But they're sitting there telling you that you can't have coal to run your house, but they can have it to build their electric cars. Carbon for me, not for thee. Here's the actual article. EV battery factory will require so much energy it needs a coal plant to power it. Isn't that just cute? So that's how they operate, folks, and they mean business to bring you to your knees. The great meme that shows the guy riding along on the bicycle. He's got a stick in his hand. He says, the economy requiring actual production to keep moving. Well, let's just virtue signal with trillions in free money. Sticks the stick in the spokes. The bike flips over. He's hurt. Oh, my God, greedy landlords and capitalists raise the price of everything. But the average landlord didn't get richer, but the big billionaires, they more than doubled their wealth because they know exactly what they're doing, building a post-industrial world. I want to come back and hit what I mentioned in the first hour at nauseam, and that's a whole bunch of videos and reports of drugged babies and toddlers on fentanyl and other drugs being led across the border patrol doesn't arrest them. They don't have IDs, can't prove that they're kids. Biden a few months ago stopped the DNA testing of the children to prove that their parents are even remotely related. They can do it in one day. That's how fast and good it is. No, oh, you drugged a kid. It's okay. Here, just your kid. Just come on through. Come on through. And that's what the border patrol is told to do. And they go, well, we're following our orders, just like the Nazis in Nuremberg and World War II. It's really wild. It's really unspeakable. And you watch these videos. I mean, I've got hours of it. Because they're just coming through with the drug kids. And a lot of times they're not with their parents, but that's okay. No ID. You're just turned loose. Just enjoy yourself. But when you fly, though, the TSA is going to touch your genitals and train you to be a slave. They'll go in a microwave oven and get scanned because it's all dog training, training you for submission. Remember, being a citizen now is being a schmuck. Being a citizen is being a slave until we take our republic back from these predators. We'll be right back. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Be the first to get my new book. It's incredible. And fund the InfoWar. The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance at InfoWarStore.com. Signed or unsigned. Again, the signed is a fundraiser to know you really funded the tip of the spear. I'm going to hand sign the first 4,000 or 5,000 of these, but we get weeks behind on these. I'm going to go to an auto pen where I digitally sign a bunch of versions, and the auto pen does it. It's legally the same signature. Supreme Court's ruled. The Justice Department's ruled. Everybody loves it. It still has great value. But I'm going to, if you want an actual sign one by me, get your orders in right now, because when we start going, it might be in a month from now. I don't know how many of these I can sign, because I can't sign books 2 hours a day. I'm slow. We will put a notice that these are now auto-pen. That they're not auto-pen. All the first orders that come in are going to be actually signed by me. And today, an 18-wheeler of 20,000 books showed up. So I'm going to try to, I'm going to sign 5,000 of these. And that's going to take probably 15 hours in the next few weeks. But and so everybody that first orders is going to get it. And then if you go to the site later and you see auto pen signed, it's still my signature legally. But I'll do a bunch of versions, and the computer, we just got one of the systems, is randomly going to like sign it or whatever, with a different version of my signature, because my signature changes a lot. That's how I am. I'm kind of weird. But regardless, it's a historic book. It's powerful. You need it. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Get an unsigned, get a signed book. But I ask you to get the signed book, because that funds our operation. It's a $99.99. It's $100. Takes money to win a war. You will be getting an actual signed copy by me. And then as soon as we go to auto pen, when I'm overwhelmed, but everybody that gets their orders in now will get it. And then as soon as I do that, I'll say, okay, all previous orders get signed. I'm going to auto pen. And that's even, somebody's got to set it up and do it. And that's a whole other bailiwick, a whole other kettle of fish. But that's what's happening. But it was the signed copies and the last book that kept us on air. That was the big game changer. The fact that this book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list, The Great Reset and the War for the World, they would not review it. They would not say it won. They admitted it won. Number one Wall Street Journal, number one all the other sites, number one Amazon, number one USA Today. We want to push this new book that's even thicker and even more powerful, because it's not just the latest enemy operation. It's how to counter them, InfoWarsStore.com. And the big sale on the Trifecta Pack, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and Real Repo Plus has to end Thursday morning. Vitamin Real Fusion's back in stock. Great CBD oil, the highest quality. It's all there. InfoWars Platinum back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we're changing the world. And I salute you and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Okay. Let me tell the story. We're going to go to break and have our guest host, Maria Z, take over, who always does a splendid job. The media is promoting black-on-white attacks. The media is saying white people are inherently evil and bad. Most black folks are wonderful people. I don't blame black people in general. just like when the KKK was attacking people decades ago, it was still much smaller. I don't blame white people for that. I blame the KKK. But I was going to get a couple new shirts because my shirts are getting worn out at a mall I've been going to since I was a little kid here in Austin. And I would come visit my grandparents here. I grew up in Dallas. And it was literally gangbangers everywhere. And I repeatedly was told by black people, what are you even doing here? So that's how dangerous things have gotten. And that's how this race war that the Democrats have launched is going. 20-1 black on white crime. And so black people see white people and they literally believe, the minority of them, but they get together, that we're the devil. And the media covers up the statistics. Democrat Rep. Henry Collier carjacked by three black males in Washington, D.C. Both these men tweeted at the creator of Dilbert and shared a horrific fate. Two men recently tweeted at Dilbert when he said, you know, things continue, you're going to be murdered. Both of them got murdered soon after. It's the same story. It's just explosive crime. Meanwhile, the giant lawlessness at the border is completely out of control. Owen covered this yesterday. We're going to repost this at Infowars.com. I'm going to cover it more tomorrow because it's such a big deal. But dozens of videos of drugged babies, toddlers, you name it, being drugged through in, and the Border Patrol admits they're not arresting them, they're not stopping them. So if you give your child some painkillers outside of prescription, they take your kid. Or if you give your kid a couple shots of Jack Daniels, you go to jail. But if there's illegal aliens bringing kids across the border, it's A-OK because the Border Patrol is there to complete the smuggling process, and God knows where these children go. And now they don't do the DNA testing. Going back 2 months, Biden killed that, which only takes a day to prove if it's even a relation. So roll some of the video right now of drugged out children, babies. Many of them are dying. I got articles right here from the drugs. There they are, all drugged out. So they don't cry. They don't complain. They can be carried across. Look at them all completely drugged and passed out. And they say, yeah, the cartels drug them. And they're not in trouble. It's okay, all right. You came here. You let the cartels drug your kids. You're fine. Deaths of migrant children haunt former official as border surge increases. NPR. Two children dead in one day. Baby girl condition after attempted border crossings from the drugs they were on. Baby girl among four dead in Texas authorities in Rio Grande River, U.S., Mexico in just the last 48 hours. Overhead shot. Let's show TV viewers this. This is what the Democrats are guilty of. This is what we're all guilty of, letting them do it, but they're more guilty than us. Look at that. NPR. NBC. CBS, four dead little kids in 48 hours at one crossing, mainly from the drugs. Meanwhile, three Disney workers, school athletic director among 219 arrested in Florida, human trafficking sting. This is the reality. This is the dehumanization. This is the crimes being committed. Babies on fentanyl. And nothing's done to the parents, and nothing's done to the cartels, because our government is facilitating all of it while they shake their finger at you and say you're inherently bad because you're a white person. And then a minority of black people and others then literally believe mugging and killing and home invading conservatives is a good thing because we're white, we're inherently bad, and they teach school children as young as five, that's the case. Gangs from Central and South America entering the U.S. and targeting luxury homes all over the country, New York Post. Let's go out to break with Hochul, the New York appointed mayor, in 2001 saying, come here, and in 2023 saying, don't come here. Now they want to think you don't have a memory, and now they want you to just forget what happened. And now they want you to go to sleep and say it's not their fault, it's Trump's fault. That's what they want you to believe. Maria Z of Z Media, 3ZZEEEEmedia.com, is about to kick some ass. And then soon-to-be political prisoner turns himself into jail for free speech. The judge said Owen Schroyer takes over in about 46 minutes at Infowars.com/show. He's paying a great price for liberty, but nothing compared to a lot of people. Realize we're in the fight. They're trying to get through us to get to you. We believe in you. We stand with you. But we need your prayer, your word of mouth, and your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to salute the crew. I want to thank everybody for the great job they've done. I want to just ask listeners, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get the Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist New World Order and launch the Great Renaissance. Get it now. Get involved in history. Take action. Here's that clip of the governor, and then Maria Z takes over.
As you know, the Statue of Liberty is inscribed. It says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled young masses yearning to be free, the wretched refuse to a teeming shore. And that statement encapsulates our values. We want people to come here, despite where they came from or despite the circumstances that drove them to this country and to this state. We say you are welcome here. You're welcome with open arms, and we'll work to keep you safe. We'll not only house you, but we'll protect you. So our message to the world is, send us your people, send us those who need the cloak of comfort that we can demonstrate as New Yorkers with big hearts and open arms, and we'll provide a safe haven.
We have to let the word out that when you come to New York, you're not going to have more hotel rooms. We don't have capacity. So we have to also message properly that we're at our limit. If you're going to leave your country, go somewhere else. But the smarter thing is to apply for asylum before you leave your country.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Anytime.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Commission have put a blanket stop on all of us that do not conform to the Electoral Commission's format.
Yes, I want to bring that up on the screen right now, Tim. If you can get
only those saying no, though. They're not doing it to anyone that's
Yes, of course. I want to get that image up on the screen. Team, if you can bring image one up, I've actually made sure that we've blocked out Grandmother Malara's personal information on that letter. That's a letter from the Australian Electoral Commission. What this letter says is because Grandmother Malara, who's actually not only qualified, but as an elder in the community, she is the most qualified to speak on these issues. The Australian Electoral Commission, which is responsible for, this referendum, is saying that they have, because Grandmother Malara has been speaking on this issue that affects her people directly, she doesn't have approval to speak on this because they passed a law right before they announced the referendum that whether you are promoting or opposing this referendum, you have to get their approval. Grandmother Malara, you are an Aboriginal elder. Do you need the approval of the Australian Electoral Commission to speak on behalf of your people?
No. In fact, they probably need our approval to even run a referendum that concerns us. How on earth do people think that they can make a decision that regarding somebody else via a referendum?
Well, you know, it's very, very similar to other campaigns that are driven by the government where they get celebrities to come and say that they're voting yes and write songs that apparently represent the Aboriginal people's voice when, in fact, that is not the case. And if the team can, I've sent some B-roll footage to them to show there have been protests around the country where the tribal people are saying, we do not want this. The people are standing with them saying, we know exactly what this is about. And so I want to ask you, Grandmother Malara, are the tribal people aware that this is going to actually cause them to lose their sovereignty? Because right now, your Aboriginal law is above the colonial law as far as your community is concerned, and it is a fact.
Yes, we have the law of the land, and they wanting it because they want the land. They want to sell the land. They want it. The UN is behind this move for sure. So the tribal people do not want this voice whatsoever. They do not want this referendum, full stop. And it's only what we call the corporate blacks that are behind it, or the people who are paid to promote the yes camp, those who are paid, who are going to get a paid position perhaps in such a body. It's actually only voting for a body. It's not voting, a corporate body, that is. It's not even voting really for anything to do with us. They're just calling it in our name.
Yes, and this is exactly what I'm going to detail in the report being released later this week. Everyone, that'll be up on zmedia.com. It's a very detailed report about the UN 30 by 30. In fact, Greg Rees has reported on this previously, but we really just go and expand on it. The UN 30 by 30, which they're going to come in and say, oh, because of conservation, we need to conserve this land. And by the way, the Council of Foreign Relations says not only 30% do we need to conserve and make inaccessible to humans, it's actually 50 or maybe even 80% of the land that we need to conserve, and they want no one to be able to access it. And who stands in the way of that right now? See, Grandmother Malara, I actually believe that Australia is in a stronger position than many countries because the tribal people stand in the way of the UN doing this.
We know that. Whether our fellow Australians know that or not is almost irrelevant, although it is relevant coming to a vote. We know that we are standing in the way because we have not ceded our sovereignty. We hold the law of this land, and we will always hold the law of this land. And that's the obligation for me as a senior law woman, is to stand up for the land and for our law. It cannot be taken from us in this way. And it's a sleight of hand effort to try and, you know, sell off our country, sell off our land for those to the UN, to corporate mining giants, to other corporations. And if we look at who is funding the Yes campaign, it's not only a bankrupt government, but it's also many, many corporations are involved. And we don't have 1 cent being supported, sponsored to the What No campaign. That speaks volumes in and of itself. So we are holding the fort here, and we are going to stop this from happening. And in stopping it in Australia, we are stopping it for the whole new world order to take over the entire global landscape.
Well, this is crucial, what you've just said, because if people understand the UNDRIP documents calling for, in fact, the convention that they had earlier this year says that every single country needs to implement this. So Australia right now, as with many, many other things, is the test bed for this UN takeover, which will facilitate the smart city implementation, because they'll say, oh, this is heritage land. They'll pretend that Indigenous peoples have spoken for this land when, in fact, they haven't been consulted in the process, and they'll say no one's allowed here because we need to conserve it for the Indigenous peoples. This is how it's going to operate, and they're saying that this needs to happen in every single country. This is how smart cities will be achieved, because people will only be allowed in certain areas. So as you just said, Australia's standing in the way of this. If we can show an example to the world of, no, actually we need to stand with the original custodians of this land and realize that they're standing in the way of the entire new world order, this is colossal.
We are aware of that, and we are. And it just cannot happen. We will never, ever cede our sovereignty. Most of us do not want a treaty, words of a treaty. That's a contract. We don't want that with our government. And because we don't have that with our government, the corporate government, they can't come in and take over. But in every other country, bar Russia, I think, there has been a treaty between the original sovereign peoples and the colonial governments, whatever, for want of a better word. So we're the only ones that haven't. So therefore, we're going to stop the whole thing.
Yes, I'm so encouraged by you. I just find you to be such a woman of such integrity and strength, and I'm so, so glad to see the people in our country standing up to this and realizing what it really is. If there's one good thing that is coming out of this New World Order attempt to take over the world, it's the awakening of the masses to the fact that they cannot trust their governments, something your people should know very well. Because our government certainly has never cared about the traditional custodians of this land. I don't think they plan on starting to care about them now. The human rights abuses that have happened around the world in the name of conservation of Indigenous people are many, and the UN and, you know, all their NGOs are linked to many of them. When we come back from this break, I want to talk about how they're actually they've been targeting you, silencing you, taking your videos down where you are displaying the will of the elders in this country, and how the AEC is potentially trying to rig the votes. Don't go anywhere. This is crucial for everyone. We'll be right back.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You know, it's absolutely hilarious because of the unbelievable groundswell of resistance to this so-called voice. The Prime Minister has even had to address the UN conspiracy, as he calls it, saying that, oh, you know, there's all these conspiracies going around, that the UN's going to take the land, and, you know, and I think thus far, as I mentioned to Grandmother Malara before, thus far, we've really not had the documentation to prove it, but I do. I've got the receipts and it's coming out this week and I can't wait to share it with Australia and the whole world. Grandmother Malara is here with me. She's an Aboriginal senior law woman who also holds a Juris Doctor in colonial law. She's absolutely one of the most, qualified people to speak on this issue. And yet the Australian Electoral Commission and it seems big tech have been attacking her. One of your videos got pulled down from the internet. Please talk to us about what was contained in that video and why they pulled it down.
It's the very first broadcast I made on my thoughts of The Voice, and it got pulled down. Mind you, it took them 4 months to find it. It got pulled down because it had well over 1 million views. It was a surprise to me how popular it was going to be, but well over 1 million views, and it was telling the truth with law and law. Both L-O-R-E and L-A-W, and I was telling the truth. And so when I got the Electoral Commission letter, what was attached to it was a copy of a brochure that someone else had put together, which was all of the words that I'd had on that video in written form. And they had a QR code to it linked to the video, one version of it, and on one platform, I mean. And therefore, it's interesting that I had that pulled, that video was pulled off Vimeo, which I'm a personal subscriber to. They pulled it. So then I quickly put it on another platform. So we're jumping ahead of them. If they think that we're going to take their slap in the face as a slap in the face, they've got another thing coming. We have many ways in which very clever people, which we can deal with them. So that was a big surprise. And, of course, on social media, Facebook, et cetera, wherever I'm being pushed by our digital warriors, they're now getting what they call fact-checked. But then we found that the fact-checkers themselves have been caught at lying. So it's a real circus over here.
It's an absolute circus. I've mentioned to you on the phone yesterday that I am actually deeply offended on your behalf. And the reason is because everywhere you look, radio ads, TV ads, constantly, yes, campaign in your face telling me that if I don't vote yes, I'm a racist and this is going to give the Aboriginal people a voice. And yet I know an elder and she's sitting in front of me right now and her videos are being pulled down and she's getting fact checked by RMIT, who's now been disbanded because they've been exposed. RMIT fact check. So, where is your voice in this? Where is your voice, Grandmother Malara?
It's a very good question, but I tell you what, I'm being called into many meetings with concerned people who want to help us and promote the truth. That's what we want. We want the truth. And we don't want this garbage UN takeover in disguise as the voice. This voice notion is only to set up another corporate body to receive funds. So where's my voice? Well, I'm here speaking with you. Thank you very much, Maria.
you mentioned something crucial there because UNDRIP actually talks about things like reparations and collecting compensation and things like that. And again, that's not going to go to your people. That's going to go to the corporation that's set up pretending that it's representing the Aboriginal people. This is how it always works. In fact, we have many of those structures already in place. The Australian government collects and distributes millions upon millions of dollars every year, and yet who actually gets that money?
It's a good question, and in fact, I think it might even be in the billions, the money. It goes to, there are over 3,000 Aboriginal corporations already set up in this country. Who needs another one? But this particular one, the voice body, will take control of the whole of Australia. At this point in time, the other Aboriginal corporations that they've set up are in various states and in various regional areas, or they're doing certain other tasks. But none of the money goes to our actual tribal people that really need it. We don't have our own people who are poor, they're living in poverty or in third world, even less than third world country conditions, they get not one cent from their own people who are sitting on a land council, and a corporate land council get funding from the corporate government to do their bidding. We are in trouble if this voice goes through. In fact, I'd almost predict there could be social unrest.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, and let me tell you, if it does go through, I would almost say that it's a surefire sign that we have rigged elections, because there is so much opposition to this, and I know from the Aboriginal people there is unsurmounting maybe that's not the word. There is so much opposition. I want to bring up, team, if you can bring up the image too from the Australian Electoral Commission. They were responding to people on X, and they actually said here, if someone votes at two different polling places, because again, this is going to a referendum vote next, this month now, if someone votes at two different polling places within their electorate and places their formal vote in the ballot box at each polling place, their vote is counted. My response to this on X was, this can actually be taken as the Australian Electoral Commission signalling to people how to rig this referendum. What are your thoughts on this, Grandmother Malara?
It's extraordinary. It would definitely be unconstitutional. One person, one vote is constitutional. Here we are voting about a constitutional change in an unconstitutional manner. It's extraordinary. They should be saying you can only vote once. I shouldn't be saying, oh, vote more than once and you might be able to get away with it.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, here's the thing. They followed up saying, oh, you know, these cases are very rare, usually from people that may have mental health issues or whatever. But the point is, you're not supposed to, as you just outlined perfectly, you're not supposed to be promoting the possibility of voting multiple times. You are supposed to be telling people how they should not be doing this. One more very, very important image I want to bring up on the screen, team. Image three, this is a member of parliament allegedly that posted this, and it was amended very quickly because it went viral. Can't vote in person on October 14th. Good news. The AEC have now released the early voting locations for this particular electorate, and she goes on to hashtag vote often. The timing of a member of parliament saying to people to vote often while the AEC are telling you how you can effectively rig this referendum, I mean, this is astounding.
I don't even know what to say. It's unprecedented is probably the word, and it looks like they're preparing to lay the foundation for people to accept that there will be multiple voting by one person or more than one person, that it's coming.
Well, you know, there was a viral clip. I don't have it with me today, but basically there was a viral clip of a Yes campaigner that spat on someone and you know, this went everywhere and basically assaulted this person. And this is really the mental state of some of these people that are buying into the government lie. So it wouldn't surprise me if they went around and voted multiple times after that signal from the AEC. Don't go anywhere. We're back with Grandmother Malara straight after this.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
With Grandmother Malara, who's a high-ranking, very respected Aboriginal elder. I want to ask you, Grandmother Malara, about, you know, some of the things that they did to your community during COVID and this pretending of the government that they actually care about the Aboriginal people. I was contacted by a former Northern Territory police sergeant who sent me footage of them injecting Aboriginal people in remote communities under a tree, no gloves, rubbish sitting next to them. This is how they deem appropriate health care for those remote communities, apparently.
Unfortunately, they bribed. So first of all, they came in force, and our people are a little bit of, you know, there's a fear about people in uniform because we've got a history of having our children taken away by police coming in. Over the years, I won't go into that right now, but what it is when they come in uniform in particular, and in a large number of them, it's very scary. That's on one hand. The other hand is they get bribed. Oh, we'll give you $500 if you take this, or you'll get tickets to the football and bring your friends, or there were bribery going on for people to, you know, to take the jab. In effect, what that effect has happened, and we really tried hard to stop it, telling the communities this isn't what you think it is. But then they've got their own corporate blacks in their land councils who are influencing that takeover. We are now having so many, funerals, many more than we would have ever had before in a short span of time. We are losing our elders. We believe that they were trying to take out our elders who held the song lines, who held the knowledge, who held law, who held the stories, who held the dreaming intact. They were aiming to wipe us out.
For anyone who isn't aware, within Aboriginal culture, they're very, very aware of the funerals that are happening. It's very common for people to be aware of, I think, probably all over the country. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Grandmother Malara. So when you say that there are much more funerals happening, especially as an elder, you would know this. It's not just, you know, your opinion. You're actually verifiably able to prove this.
That's true. I myself have been to 3 funerals within the span of 3 weeks. It's been very sad to see this happen. And there's a lot of us who are reeling from, we've lost some very, very important elders. And that's why we must step up. All of us must step up. And those of us holding law have stepped up. And you asked me earlier before the break, Maria, where am I finding my voice? My voice is being spoken through the law, through other law keepers. And in fact, I had one group contact me for my permission to show that first broadcast. They're driving all around their community to show that first broadcast, and they wanted my permission, and I gave them my blessing, of course.
Well, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you're making an amazing difference to Australia, but not just Australia. But I want everyone to understand this is for the whole world. This is going to stop if we successfully make vote no or successfully put an end to this. This is going to stop the UN takeover of Australia, at least for now. It is so crucial for the whole world to rally around this. I want to ask you about the communities, right? They say the government claims that this advisory board or advisory body is going to be able to speak for all of the communities. That's not how the communities work. There are, everyone has to give their input, and there are so many communities. Just give us a rundown of how this is impossible that an advisory board could speak for them all.
Well, you know, I can't speak for them all. I can only speak for what I hold, the knowledge that I hold, the wisdom that I'm keeping. So there's over 250 tribes here. We're calling them nations because we've picked up that word from the American Native Indian people. And so the nations, we have over 250 nations. There were over 500 before the British came, 230 years ago. But we're down to roughly 250, maybe a bit more. Each of those groups have their own tribal boundaries. They have their own particular law, L-O-R-E. In my country, we call it's our Willyuru law. In Central Australia, it might be called the Chukapa. Over in the Kimberley, it would be called the Wanjana. Over in the eastern part of Australia, it's called Byami. We have our own creation laws. Why the landscape has been formed the way it is, what are the particular jobs and obligations we have as custodians to keep everything alive in our area. So we have our particular law. There are protocols that span the entire continent, so we're sort of like one mob as far as the protocols go, but we are very different in terms of how we put that into place and what area we're kind of boss of, you might say.
To summarize, you can't speak for others, and you certainly aren't going to have a government that's currently not listening to even one of those groups all of a sudden representing all of those groups. And as you put it, you know, the each group has its own tribal boundary. So if our own government, let me paint it this way. If our own government that are physically and geographically and even maybe in their understanding closer to the Aboriginal people in Australia, how on earth is the UN going to understand all of these boundaries and tribal nuances, if you will?
Well, number one, they've set up native title legislation, which is to put it into, to put boundaries around what area is comes under a particular group versus what area doesn't. And they really made a big effort to do that so that they could quarterize, if you like, all of those boundaries and then have the UN come in and say, okay, we know who's where, but it's the native title legislation that is not really for our people. Sorry, I've just got a cough. So under native title, you cannot own private property. It's all communal land. So if you can imagine, the voice then comes in over the top and rules all of those corporate bodies. That's what they say goes, because follow the money. That's where the money comes from. It'll be they have to do what the voice body tells them to do. There will be no question in my mind and in my other brothers and sisters' minds, the tribal brothers and sisters, that this is a big takeover, and that's how it's going to happen. In fact, everyone will lose their title to land because your interests, your rights is in the title to the land. So even people who aren't original people who live here, their own land titles, their certificate of title has already been digitized. They don't have a hard copy. It's already happening. And all those digital titles will all then be massed, and they have already, some have already been massed in a state and sold off to a private enterprise, a private corporation in another country. And that is like a lien and to raise funds against selling off our land. And then they can come in, and our land is rich in mineral resources. So there's a lot of reasons.
Grandmother Malara, you know, I could talk to you all day about this because the agenda is so vast. And again, you are definitely, in my opinion, one of the most important people to speak about this. You should be the one on the Parliament steps that they're promoting, that they've spoken to you and all of the community members that this actually affects. But that is not what this is. Again, you mentioned the land titles. This is something that Tom Renz spoke about with me, I believe, on this broadcast, where he spoke about the fact that these were digitized now, and it was basically a digital ledger, and this is how they were going to seize assets worldwide. This is not just an Australian problem. The voice is just the mechanism that they're doing it in Australia, and you know, there's a different tactic everywhere, but I'm telling you now, look up UNDRIP and wait for this report later on this week, everyone, because it's going to really detail how they're going to do it everywhere. Grandmother Malara, we're out of time today. You can find more information on Grandmother Malara's website, grandmotherwisdom.com. She's also on Facebook, and I really do encourage everyone to listen to what she has to say, because this is the real voice. It's listening to the community elders and representatives. We're so grateful for your time. I just really want to mention to everyone, I conducted an interview with Mark Steele, 5G weapons expert, just really breaking down this October 4th EBS. It is up on band.video on the Z Media channel right now, so check it out. Support InfoWars, visit InfoWarsStore.com, and I'll see you all very, very soon.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only
getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.